Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Quoted the Podcast. Today, we are going to be talking about 2024 makeup trends. So we're going to go through and just look at a couple of different brands or companies that make little posts, you know, like Glamour, Cosmopolitan, places like that, that make posts. So first one I'm seeing here is from Glamour, Translucent Architecture, which... what does that mean? Clean, glowy skin. So, clean girl, we're still doing that? Okay. Holographic glaze. Okay. So, like a holographic situation. I don't know why they're giving them, like, names. Just say holographic. The retro red lips. AI-inspired flush. So, putting the blush up higher on your face? I don't know. Some people just already do that. I don't know. Blackberry lips. That's just like a really dark berry color. Icy red. So I kind of do like this one. What I'm seeing is like a red eyeliner situation. So I am kind of like, it's just like a little, she's wearing like a nude, her skin tone eyeshadow color and a red liner. And then it looks like black liner as well. Probably to hide like a lash band or something, which I can totally get behind that. The last one is undertone eyeshadow, bright eyeshadow, euphoria, dark eyeshadows with fun undertones like navy, deep green, plum are fun. The color undertone will make your eyes pop differently. Okay, so like a undertone that's opposing your eye color. So like if you have a brown, do a blue type situation. You know, something that's like gonna make your eyes, or that's what I'm getting from this. And the colors that were shown on that photo is what it was like. So she had dark, almost black eyes and a very graphic like blue situation going on. I'm going to tell you that I do disagree with a couple of these posts because I've already previewed some. And it does, yeah. Cherry Cola Lips. So, I don't know why we need to give everything a name. Like the espresso makeup, the clean girl makeup. You know, I don't know how I feel about that. I mean, it's a bit much. So, it's just an ombre lip liner with a brown and red. So, like, if you did a brown lip liner, right? That won't smear and smudge. So, like a NYX lip liner, that's what they're trying to sell me, which I have them, and a like red toned lip liner, so you get like that bubbly, almost like see-through but not. What do you know, the next one, espresso makeup, which is just like a brown eyeshadow, neutrals, office siren makeup. Hello, what on earth? So a thin winged liner that elongates your eyes, very thin brows, and neutral or red lips. Black lips makeup trend. Now, I have seen black lips more frequently. So I do think that that will be coming up more often due to the fact that a lot of people have been getting these lip glosses or pigments that are like holographic or have a shimmer on them and are putting them on their lips on top of a black base for the lips. Because the black base actually makes the lips. So I can get behind that one. I can see how that one could be coming. Blue eyeshadow, I do disagree with this one because I'm a blue shadow colorful type of person. And so it never went away for me. Minimal blush, also disagree. Personal reasons, it may be a trend, it may not be. I disagree. Soft matte skin. Now I definitely do agree with this because I've seen a couple of posts and videos saying that matte skin or matte foundation is going to come back. And then I've seen a couple saying that like an illuminated one is going to come back. So I think we're actually going to land somewhere in the middle with a soft matte, almost like satin finish, which I can definitely get like behind. I do like, yeah, see, in favor of a satin velvet-like finish. I can get behind that because I don't like too matte because then I get dry. I have combo skin. And I don't like too radiant because then it slips and slides off my face. So like a soft matte satin, I can get behind that. Now, frosted eyes. Okay, so like just a shimmery white sweeped across your lid. So I can see this for an editorial look, but I don't see it being anything that's just going to jump off the runway. Like, it's going to stay on that runway and maybe hit the clubs and all that. And we'll see it in a couple of influencers, possibly celebrities. But no, I don't think it's going to be like you walk down the road and you see Miss Ma'am putting on a shimmery white across her entire eye with a single brush like people did in like 2000. I don't foresee that. Next, we're going to indie sleaze makeup trend. Why? Sometimes called party girl aesthetic by Gen Zers. Okay, I'm part of the Gen Z community. I've never called it that. I'm sure people in the community has. I never have, but that's something. Okay, so it's giving nothing. It's giving clean girl, almost. Messy eyeliner. Okay, I'm not seeing any eyeliner on the photo that they're referencing. So I guess I'm just going to have to read the description. It's messy eyeliner that looks like it was worn out the night before. Okay, so we're sleeping in makeup, is what I'm hearing. Matte lipstick that looks blurred at the edges. Sweaty skin with light coverage foundation. Sticky, wet-looking lip gloss. Chunky mascara. So we're really trying to relive the horrors of before we knew what to do. Okay. Not so sure about that. Interesting. Highlighted skin. So bringing that highlighter down the body, I can get behind that. Because I do like doing the collarbones if it's showing. I like, you know, giving continuation throughout the body. I do think if you're gonna commit to something on the face and you got skin showing on the body, it's gotta match. So I cannot get behind the powder that they're recommending. I will not say what it is. I will not say what it is because it works for some people. It just does not work for me. And I'm not giving out no false hopes. We're going to move down to the next one. And I will call this brand out, which is the Allure. So the people who do the beauty awards, we remember them. Okay. So what are we looking at? I'm looking at something that's very hard to read. Okay. The first trend is draw the line. Okay, so liners, graphic liners, high precision, and striking shapes. Better than bare. Skin tints replaced heavy foundations in 2023, but it turns out we still do like some coverage. We do still, okay, without the cakey feel. Okay, so this year, brands started giving us the best of both. MAC, CoverGirl, and Fenty Beauty just released sophisticated formulas. Okay. The MAC Studio Radiant Serum Powdered Foundation. Wow. Okay, I guess I am going to have to look into that because it does sound kind of nice. I'm not going to lie. I haven't seen any reviews on it, but I try to keep neutral opinions when it comes to makeup. So I don't watch a whole bunch of content when it comes to products that I've not seen, used, heard of before. So if it's like a new product, I genuinely just like to stay away from it. So now this one, getting dolled up, is saying blush returning to the apples of the cheeks after exploring just about every high point of your face. So it's bringing that doll look where you only have like the, like almost like stripes of blush and like the little, I don't know what to call it, like cartoon blush where it's just the circles of the face. Now I did see something about this Makeup Forever HD Skin Twist and Light Luminous Finishing Powder. I was told that it was not the best. They were just trying to like rip off the Givenchy Prisme Libre powder because the Prisme Libre was good. Still haven't used that one either because I'm not trying to fork out that much money. Like, I like expensive things in life. I do like to splurge on things that I know I'm going to use. However, for me, Airspun works. That $6 powder works for me. And if I really want to splurge, then I will go out and I will get the Kimchi Chic powder. That one also works phenomenal on me. So I'll just stick to those. And when it comes to wanting more to my collection, I'm going to focus on spending it on brushes, on eyes, and on lips. Because those are the statement pieces of my face. And I usually have a flawless finish on my base either way. I mean, I'm sure that there's some aspects of the Prisme Libre that I could use, like, get into. But I could not sustain my makeup habit if I was buying the Prisma Libre. So I think I missed one. Swipe Bright. So I'm seeing bright mascaras. Is that what we're doing? Yeah. Okay, so blue, green, purple. I'm not like something you're going to see walking down the street. I think it's editorial, club, you know, red carpet, stuff like that. Ombre lips. I can get behind that. I've been seeing a lot of ombre lips. We were just talking about the Coca-Cola lip. So, and then like the photo that's listed here has that like Coca-Cola effect where it's like the dark brown, dark color, and then it's red with like the lip gloss. So I can see that coming back. Adding a pop of color. So just bright mascara, bright eyeliner, bright lips. I swear, I just saw the cherry cola lips on this one too. So unfortunately, that's what's staying is, okay. Top makeup artists say these 12 trends will dominate in 2024. All right, let's look. Makeup matching AI. So using AI to match your makeup. Okay. Some people already do that. Ooh, custom foundations. So not just like getting it matched, getting custom makeup. I have been seeing a lot of influencers doing that. And it's like getting like the Keurig of makeup. Or like, what is it? The barista thing where it makes like the cocktails like a Keurig does, but you can mix and match however you want, like that, but makeup. Hybrid concealer. Okay. 2-in-1 concealer offering full coverage. So like a skincare hybrid, so having skincare in your eye and your concealers. Now there's been so many like skin tints, tinted moisturizer and foundations that have been beginning to be, wow, we're struggling out here. We're struggling. There's a lot of makeup brands that have been putting skincare in their makeup recently. Now, there are some brands that have been doing it before. However, let's talk specifically about the one that they're referencing. Is the House Labs Triclone Skin Tech Hydrating Concealer, which is meant to go with the foundation, serum concealer, and then the Kosas Revealer concealer, working as both a concealer and eye cream. All right, blurry lips. Why are blurry lips? So like that wore out look. I like crisp lines. It just looks like I don't know what I'm doing if I have a blurry lip. So that's all right. We're just gonna go past that one. C-Sculpt blush. Okay, so that's like where it hugs. If you take your thumb and your pointer finger and you stretch it out as wide as it can go without making it flat, where it's still like a rounded C, and you press it, like go to your jawline and press it up, you will feel a C, which is your cheekbone. And keeping the blush within that is what they're telling us. So glossy lips, I have been seeing a lot of that, and I have been doing more glossy lips. So I could definitely see that coming back. I've owned more lip glosses now than I've ever owned in the past. Statement color, so adding a bright eyeliner, bright lip to like a neutral look, or like a really like a forest green. Okay, eyeshadow revival. Ooh, I see the evolution of bold eye makeup for predicts POW. I don't know who that is. So 2016 eyeshadow coming back, but elevated. Ballet core makeup. Okay, so we neutral. You can just say, so it's the older, chicer sister of clean girl. Okay, so look like a ballet slipper. Can we stop naming things? Gen Z post-perfectionism. Ooh, okay. With Gen Z's collective spending power predicted to be in the trillions. What Gen Z's got trillions? I don't know. Who's got the money in my generation? Post-perfection movement with the Gen Z and a coolness attached to the idea. Okay, wait, hold on. Idea of frugality. Okay, shopping, beauty retail. Like millennials, they will continue to challenge unrealistic beauty standards and are embracing a raunchier sex-positive outlook. Gritty aesthetic. More free, expressive attitude towards makeup. Messier and more imperfect. Okay, so I agree with how they're saying it and how they're stating it, because that makes it sound like we're, you know, tearing apart the patriarchy. Good for them. Good for them. I can stand behind them on that one. But I do see, in my personal opinion, and I know there's a couple people who will stand behind me on this, I like a flawless, seamless look. It's about personal preference. So if this would not be a trend that I will personally be doing, Now, I might be doing a video coming up soon where I am testing out makeup trends. So maybe I can get behind it. For the video. Paired back skin? Skin will be a huge focus for 2024, especially with healthy looking skin. So taking care of your skin, having a nice like sheen, glow, like a natural glow, like lit from within. Ombre lips, we're seeing a lot of ombre lips. 90s monochrome, I'm seeing keeping it together, monochrome, all of that. So I do feel like something like a monochrome would be possible of coming back in. And that was the last one for that page. Now I want to do this last one because there's two. And I'm seeing that this one correlates to everything else that we've been saying. And this one's telling me something different. So Vogue India. Oh, it's taking a minute to load. Well, we'll take a quick break and I'll be back in just a second while it loads. Hello, I am back. And the first thing I am seeing from Vogue India is soft glam. All right. Now, I do like that we're not just giving things weird names so far. Blue tones are coming back. Never went away, in my opinion. Glazed blush. We've seen glazed skin. We've seen glazed nails. Now it's the turn of our blush. That is how it's worded. I am not messing it up for the first time in my life. So doll-like, we're back to the doll-like blush. So just like a soft pan, tap it off on the face. Ombre lips, 90s, monotone, sultry, smoky, defined brows, healthy complexion. Was the 90s about healthy? I don't know. Somebody who lived through the 90s, please let me know. I know there's at least one of you listening. Sea sculpting, back to what I said. Elevated lashes, whopper. Fake looking lash whopper as techniques and product innovations have elevated, so have our expectations for our everyday lash look. So yes, this trends are going to be everyday lashes, everyday this, everyday that. I'm not an everyday person. I go out in full glam at 8 a.m. We're getting rid of the whopper lashes from Burger King. We're getting rid of them. Feathered brows. I still can't get behind this. 2016 brows for life. Geometric liner. So I think what they wanted to say was graphic liner. Glossy lips. Said it already. Now this one has 15. Trends. Color play. So that statement color. Kitty liner. So just that soft little like, it's a little, it's not the cat eye, but it's like the cute younger sister. I'm sick and tired of these blurred lips. That's what's up next, is the blurred lips. Monochromatic makeup. So, I hate to say it. I hate to be that person. But the espresso makeup is what they're showing me. And that is the last one. I don't think I missed any. Now let's go on to CNN. 8 biggest makeup trend predictions of 2024 according to makeup artists. By Mary Honkus. Okay, all about skin. Yep. We already saw that one. Cream products. Already saw a little bit of that. I mean, major blush moment. So I'm seeing ballet core, but this lady, she is painted. She is ready to step into that house. Because the first thing they're telling us is the Rare Beauty Soft Pinch Blush. So I'm seeing the blurry lips, not into it. Monochromatic. So it's clear that fluffy undone brows over it. But it's clear that there's not a lot of people who agree on the fact that the blush, like, there's no agreement upon what blushes we're doing. Now, I am seeing soft glam. Sustainable beauty, that's not one I've seen, but that is something that has been more prevalent, is the word, I believe, in the past few years. So I'm going to list what they have as sustainable. Merit, the Minimalist Perfecting Complexion Stick. Glossier Balm.com. The Ilia Limitless Lash Lengthening Clean Mascara. Pacifica Tuscan Blood Orange Clean Fragrance Spray. So that is what they are claiming to be sustainable. All right, good for them. Good for them. But clearly there is no definitive answer on, you know, what 2024 makeup trends are going to be like. And there's reason for that. It hasn't happened yet. Now, there has been a trend going around that kind of says otherwise when it comes to the not really
putting on a whole bunch of makeup. A lot of comments on influencers' posts have been asking to do really crazy makeup. There's even been a little trend going around. And I think I am on the right recording device this time. Let's hope, good Lord, about shower makeup, where people are doing these crazy looks right before they get in the shower, which I 100% understand and get behind, because little 13, 14-year-old Blake, right before getting in the shower, slapping some of his mom's makeup on that did not match his face, did not match his complexion, undertone, none of that. Nobody cared, because it was getting wiped off the second I was done, because she could never know I was doing makeup. No. Now, me and her, we're talking, hey, is this product good? Yes, yes, ma'am, it is. Yes, that is a good product. No, that is not. Yes, that is. That would never work for you, ma'am. Yes, that would. You know, it's that kind of, you know, relationship now. But, girl, let me tell you, I was painting that face on and then getting in that shower. I would put it on. I would have the shower running for a little bit. I would, you know, turn it on. It would be on for about 2 minutes because that's the most I would do. Any longer than that, the time it took for me to take my shower, it was getting a little suspicious. She would know. She would know. And so I had to be real quick with it. I was doing these crazy looks. I was, boom, blue right on my eyes. Now, this is where I messed up. And I should have known I messed up. Because she had that palette that had blue in it, but she didn't use it. So it was still in perfect condition. And then a couple months later, when I hit pan, She knew. So that's all I got to say about that much. But the shower makeup has definitely been a trend where people are doing these insane, amazing, beautiful looks that I normally do, you know, all the time. I may not record every single look that I do, but I'm doing these wild looks. I've been getting more into the neutral looks because I've never been that person. But I've been getting into them. I've decided it's time to, you know, make sure that my abilities and skills are well-rounded, but, you know, whatever. I'm still going to be, you know, give me my blue eyeshadow. Give me that pink. Give me that green. I still need browns for looks, but, you know, it's whatever. At the end of the day, it's up to personal preference. You know, it may be a trend because we're seeing it a lot. A lot of influencers are doing it. But at the end of the day, it's whatever you want, because not everybody's 2024 makeup trend is going to be your makeup. And I certainly know it will not be mine. Back to what I said a couple minutes ago, though, I will be doing a video, probably going up around the 18th, where I sit down with the pages that I visited today, and I will be doing some of what is on there, specifically more of the more common options that have been requested. Except for the blush. I'm not doing the no blush. I'm not doing the little doll thing. Doesn't work with my face. But I will do everything else. You can hold me to that. I will try and do almost everything else. Unless it overlaps. Because I know that we're doing like the ombre lips. And also the blurry lips. I'll probably only do one. Or I might do both. Because I usually do like an ombre. When I'm doing my like normal routine everything. I usually do like a little bit of an ombre. But if you liked this episode of Quoted the Podcast, please make sure to follow the podcast. Then go over to my links that I should have linked. I may not. Not gonna. Don't hold me to anything. Check my links out, because you are only getting half of what's going on if you're listening to Quoted. Everything else will be on my other pages. I have Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube, and I plan on branching out to some more social media platforms later in the future. I'm still haven't figured out Threads and how to work that out. I do have it downloaded. It's basically like Instagram, right? It's like Twitter, but Instagram. Yeah, it's basically that. So if you guys have that, you can check me out there too. Not sure how many people are on it, but it's okay. Anyway, I will see you guys next time. Bye-bye.